Shoestring Radio Theater brings you another installment of Real History, true accounts of historical events, not as recorded in history books or sweetened by spin doctors, but as they actually happened. In this edition, Real History looks at the charity clinic of Dr. Albert Schweitzer, renowned the world over for bringing free medical care to the poorest reaches of Africa in the first half of the 20th century. As we look in, Dr. Schweitzer is getting ready to treat yet another patient.
All right, next!
Oh, hello, Dr. Schweitzer.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction. What's your problem?
I've had a dry, parched throat and a persistent cough for days. I think it's whooping cough, which is a common problem among those in my village.
Hold on, Sam. Who exactly is the doctor here? Is it that guy standing over there in the doorway? Is it you? I don't think so. I think it is me. I think I am the doctor, all right?
I'm sorry. I walked through the jungle for 5 days to get here, and...
Oh, we are in the jungle? I didn't know that. Somehow I missed the frigging palm trees and the coconuts. Gee, thank you for the geography lesson, Mrs. Whoever.
My God! You're not a kind man at all. You're not even civil to us.
What are you expecting, Santa Claus? This ain't the North Pole, honey. Hold your horses. My nurse will get you some medicine. Insurance?
Insurance? I don't have any insurance.
What in the hell do you think this is? A charity?
Yes!
Well, you're wrong. You know who I am.
You're Dr. Schweitzer!
Yeah, bingo! And do you know who you are? You're a former patient. Goodbye!
Hello. Oh, Dr. Schweitzer.
Well, then I see for all willing to get the doctor's name right lottery this morning. Congratulations! Now, what's your problem?
I don't... I feel sick.
And have you had this before?
Well, yes.
Well, guess what? You have it again! And don't tell me you don't have any insurance either, right?
No!
God's sake! Don't they have insurance companies down here? You want to see an epidemic? You want to see what the real epidemic is? This is the epidemic right here! No insurance!
Excuse me, Dr. Schweitzer.
Yeah, nurse.
A Richard Morley of the Pittsburgh Telegram is here to see you. He's writing a story about the clinic.
Dr. Schweitzer, I am honored to meet you.
Yeah, fine. Welcome to hell. What do you want?
Well, first of all, I want you to know how honored I am to meet a man who has done so much, so generously for the people of a poor community.
Richard... Yada, 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 yada. So what do you want to know? Will you all stand in line for once? Then if you want to sit down in here, make your own chairs. So where do you want to start?
Well, I guess these bottles of alcohol are for dressing the wounds of those with... serious injuries.
Yeah, sure. That's what they're for. Right. What the hell is this?
Plasma.
What the hell is plasma?
It's a blood byproduct, Doctor.
All right. Well, fine. Give it to all of them and see what happens.
All right, Doctor.
I must admit, I'm somewhat surprised that you didn't know what plasma was.
Yeah, well, I just kind of breezed through medical school. I didn't exactly pay a lot of attention to the lectures. That's how I wound up getting sent to this godforsaken hellhole. Next! So where are you going from here?
Well, I was planning to visit the clinic along the Lower Nile in Sudan.
You mean there's another clinic around here? Poor bastards.
It's a clinic primarily run for foreign nationals in one of the larger towns.
Does they have insurance?
Well... I would believe their health care costs would be covered by the governments which had sponsored their trip to the continent.
All right, listen up. There's been a change in plans. You're now standing in Sir Albert Schweitzer self-serve clinic. Dust yourselves, take whatever you want, and close the door when you leave. When's the next boat or train or donkey or whatever to this place?
I believe it's within the next 2 hours.
Nurse, pack up your things, baby! Dr. Schweitzer's boarding a first-class cabin on the gravy train! Sudan, here we come!
And so, with a generous payment to a certain correspondent from the Pittsburgh Telegram and a highly favorable story, Dr. Albert Schweitzer was on to a place in the history of those who selflessly dedicate themselves to the lives of those less fortunate. Join us next time when we look in on Karl Marx as he receives a large advance from an American publishing house for Das Kapital.
This is a wonderful book, Carl. Well, we're a little uncomfortable about the sections involving calls for the people to, you know, rise up and swallow the bourgeois state. Me and the boys would be able to advance you the $500,000 if those sections were removed. But we want to check with you to see what you think of that idea.
Hey, here's what I think of that idea. To hell with the people. There's the cash!
This installment of Real History was written by Frank Munich, directed by Randy Parker, and produced by Monica Sullivan.